This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Crave sugar in a major way. Yeah, some people they eat sugar till they decay. Yeah, you know that I'm trying to stay the same. 1, 2. Alright, but you know that I keep tumbling down. Yeah, I keep wondering how. You know there might be something about the words she said. I heard them and left, it got turbulent, yes, but I deserve the respect. Was turning in bed, I'm up working again. The pain is still fresh, it stays in my head. It lives in my thoughts and it can make them intense. You're making no sense, maybe it's me. You're blurring up my vision, I'm not able to see. She's taking me deep, I'm finding the roots. At first it was a mind I was climbing into, and then it was more. Took it further than we ever could have thought, to another world that was even better than before. She lives in my lap, the year 3000, still together with the future all around us. Some people crave sugar in a major way. They eat sugar till they decay. I'm trying to stay the same, yeah. Some people crave sugar in a major way. They eat sugar till they decay. I'm trying to stay the same, stay the same, stay the same. I got a sweet tooth, had it all my life, man. She looks so damn good, I wanna bite that chocolate. Caramel, vanilla now, who's to blame? I just can't choose, what's tooth decay? She's in the kitchen, up to something, making dessert with a bun up in the oven. She's always good enough, plus stay cooking up sweetness. I feel so lean with the sugar rush, but I prefer the sugar when it's natural. If you give me that, I never give it back to you. Now you got me in the world, made a fantasy. So when I see her, I make her give her hand to me. Take her on a journey through a crazy town, to the sounds of a jazz band and they're playing loud. Rappers sound softer than a Haribo. I bring heat, they stick them up like a parasol. I stand alone in a really weird genre of people. I fought, I won, I conquered the evil, then escaped with a girl draped over my arm in the ocean of calm. Let's swim. Some people crave sugar in a major way. They eat sugar till they decay. I'm tryna stay the same, stay the same. Yeah, some people crave sugar in a major way. They eat sugar till they decay. I'm tryna stay the same, stay the same, stay the same.
Yeah, this is Verb T.
Pitch 32.
And you're listening to the hip hop show on FUBAR Radio with Mice Diggy.
Sarah Love.
Yeah.
I love how just kicked back Pitches on that drop. He's just like, yep, I'm here.
Yeah, hey, Pitch is a lethal mother lover, boy. Don't let that laid back behavior fool you, man. Them beats.
And that was Sugar from their brand new album, Good Evening. It's out right now on High Focus Records. Check it out. How was the album launch the other day?
Yeah, well, you know, I was standing there. I felt stood up. You know, like when you go on a date and all your compadres stand you up. It was meant to be FUBAR staff session, you know what I mean? And I'm there with my shiny forehead. I don't even know why, but I got there mad early. Like, I was like, shoot, yeah, but you get there. After 7 or whatever. Getting there, luckily I bumped into DJ Lock. I like to go out on my own because then, you know, you don't get caught up in the fights that some of your brethren might cause. That's what I learned that from a young age. I'll go down my jacks, go down on my own because I know there's a bunch of people there that I'm going to see, you know what I mean? And then if there's any kerfuffles or any, I'm not, bruv, I came here on my jacks. I didn't even, you know what I mean? So I went there. First of all, though, anyway, before we get into all of that, this is the hip-hop show, mother lovers.
And,
we're getting carried away there.
But you've been tuned into Ian Bolesworth for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR Radio. And last week on this show, the hip-hop show, we were joined by OTBITV, They gave us some really cool football business on the show.
Off and the we bar did a, and in, mate.
Yes, yeah. And we did a special for World Mental Health Day. And you definitely check out the competition we have to win Johnny Zucker's book, Striker Boy 2. Listen back to that at foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Yeah! And no, I was really gutted to miss the Verb T and Pitch 92
So anyway,
party.
As I was saying,
yeah, continue.
I'm there, all, you know what I mean?
I know it's building up to gunning me yeah. in some way.
I started feeling low. No, let me, I'll build it up to it first of all.
Okay.
I was getting all lonely and that. I was like, right, obviously I'm with Locke, but then I'm like, where's the
Fubar
crew?
No, hold on. Yeah.
Oh, shit, let me... You know what I mean?
So wait, you went down to Brixton.
Yeah, yeah, I went down to the Brixton Jam on my own. You know, so I walk out, as people, as you walk through, you could smell the pigeon must and whatever else
the
there
urine
were.
In the streets.
Yeah, the urine in the streets. There were screams and cries of Dizzy Rascal tickets, Dizzy Rascal, anyone want Dizzy Rascal tickets? That thrusted upon me in such a way that I could not ignore. But I didn't want to go see Dizzy Rascal. I wanted to go see Verb T and Pitch 92.
And so did I.
In Brixton Jam. But more importantly, I wanted to be with, in arms, with my Fubar Radio crew, namely DJ Sarah Love.
I'm gonna cry.
LSD, aka Lissy. Abby Weaves, aka Abby.
Yeah!
And guess what happened?
What?
It kind of happened.
Okay.
I was standing there on my own, music yeah. pumping, blaring through the, trumpeting through the speakers. That makes it sound a bit more, yeah trumpeting through.
Yeah.
Yeah, on my own, sweat dripping down the forehead, hoping that my lighthouse of attention would grab us, my Fubar Radio crew. But no, 1 hour passes, 1 hour and a half passes. Still, the lighthouse glares and shines upon these mother lovers. I'm talking about my forehead, by the way. So we see a few, you know, see a few different acts. And then I think to myself, should I make the text? Should I do the, you know what I mean? The group email, like, rah, what's, like, or question mark, question mark, question mark. Should I have do if this if? But then I thought, no, let me just turn around one more time and see if I can find my brethren and sistren. I turn around, Sarah Love. I'm not saying I turn around and see Sarah Love, by the way. I'll just emphasize that bit there. I turn around, though, and think, where is my crew? Where are my people?
Where are the
my sisters in arms? Yeah, where's the mandem, basically? Yeah. And then, bam, a glare catches my eye through this white dreadlock and this bleached blonde haired lady that moved her head. And then, bam, I saw Lissy's eye. The joy that came to my hearteth. Did I say that right?
Yeah, sounded convincing.
It was like a full-on eruption. Yes! They're here! So then I'm like rugbying my way through, you know, face-off. When you put your hand on the face, get out of the way, man. Bam, slide tackle through this guy. Elbow through this guy.
In slow
motion. Muay Thai. Yeah, I put a little Muay Thai in there. Push kick through this guy. Bam, the crew! Lissy, Abby, Abby's my... Then wait, where's...
No.
Where's the dreadlocks?
No.
Where's the colourful attire? Where's the big... Where the fuck is DJ Sarah Love, basically?
It's not acceptable. No.
Lissy asked me the same thing. A tear drops down my right cheek. And the tear drops down Lissy's left. As we understood and overstood... that we'd been stood up by DJ Sarah Love.
No!
It was emotional.
It was emotional for me when I was just chilling on Thursday, like, wow, tonight's really chilled. I'm sure there's something that I was meant to be doing, but hey, man, this is cool. Like, I'm catching up with Newsnight. Great.
Oh, shit.
Then I was like, hold on, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
That means I was meant to be in Brixton at the Verb T and Pitch 92 album launch party for Good Evening, out now on High Focus Records with some really dope features on there. And they had some great people performing with them as well.
It was amazing, man. It was a really good night.
And so I shed a single tear at home, alone. At least you were together all in arms with the crew and
bopping,
everyone in the place. Yeah, moshing.
Head banging, boogieing. electric sliding. Lissy taught me a few moves I didn't know that I even had in me.
Oh, really? Yeah. Go on, Liss.
You know what I mean?
Go on, Liss.
But we'll hear about
that. We're
going to
hear about that.
Like,
so
on.
I was actually really upset to have missed it, and I really did want to have been there, and it was purely just a gazathon.
We don't believe you,
I have no good reason other than gazeration. Wow, so yeah, I look forward to hearing all about it from Lissy later on in the show.
Yes, ma'am.
And also coming up today, okay, we can kill that because it's not sad anymore, because we have good things going on today. Yeah. We're going to be joined by wonderful guests, Mind Over Matter, Paul Fisky. He's going to be talking with us about mental health in hip hop, and he's bringing a whole bunch of dope artists with him into the studio.
I'm looking forward to this one.
We've got a very cool investigation, which I'm fascinated to hear what Mysak Hayes has dug up on this one. And Open Mic is looking to be kind of epic, man. We also have a the gig guide, as always, for you, and lots of cool new music as well. I want to play you some Ashley Author, some Wu-Tang. Yes, as well. But you know, we like to set things off on a positive tip, usually on this show, not just like gunning people for not making it out to shades and things like that.
Up the whole, you know what I mean? The whole
place, I know. Bare
people coming up to me, right, bruv. Oh, I appreciate what you do with the hip hop show on Food Bar Radio. Right, where's Sarah Love?
Aww.
Another tear drops down my eye.
You know, you're the gif of the tune in the back.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
Your
you
mind.
Know the gif of the. Have you ever seen that gif of the Indian man? Yeah, some old school like 60s or 70s.
No.
I don't know, something to do with American, maybe some school education video. But it's like this tribal man, and he turns around, and then there's a big like, you know, like his name was Dripping Eye or something.
Oh, right. Well, that could fit in.
Yeah, sheds one tear and you're like, right, that's emotional.
You see, me and Mice are such a good dynamic duo that just is the perfect segue into today's... Oh, dear. Okay. Well, if I put the fader up, you will
hear.
Don't
worry, I've been there. You're lucky. Mine would have been like a cockatoo or something. It would have been... Ooh, 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 ah. I'll be like, oh, shit.
But, you know, we like to set things up with... start things off with the...
Big ups!
Yep.
You know, because... and also, I just wanted to clarify about Indigenous Peoples Day that I mentioned last week, which is basically...
What is this?
Some states in the USA, they replace Columbus Day... And they turn it into Indigenous Peoples Day because Mandem's Day.
Wow.
Because the leaders of the organizers campaigning to turn it into a nationwide day, they say it's very important to get rid of Columbus Day, to get rid of any celebration of Columbus because he was not a hero. We know for a fact.
Oh, thank you.
A fact. That Columbus and his men killed, raped, and enslaved thousands of indigenous people.
Really?
It also gives a completely wrong impression to say that Columbus discovered America. As indigenous people, we say that he invaded America, fam. So so you know, I just thought it was important to highlight what that's about, and I'm really loving the drilling that's going on outside today as well. And
it's
also,
just one of them days today, man. Look at the It's just like a cloak of darkness has covered us, boy.
Yeah, and you know that's because of the hurricane. It's whipping up like sand from the Sahara and humidity, which has then been blown high into our atmosphere, which is why the sky looked orange today, and that's why we've got unusually high temperatures this week.
Are you saying the skies are coloured Donald Trump today?
Yeah, the sun was doing a protest against Donald Trump today as well.
The sun is on his knee.
So, yeah, the sun's kneeling.
Yeah.
And also, if you're in London this week, it's the last week where you can go down to the Tate Gallery, Tate Modern, and catch the Soul of a Nation exhibition, which is really cool. It's all about the story of civil rights and the icons of the civil rights movement in America as well. Also, sending a very
big up
to Fela Kuti. It was his birthday yesterday. He would have turned like 79, and Nigerian icon described as a singer, musician,
the Nigerian Bob Marley,
the Pan-Africanist, polygamist,
the Nigerian James Brown.
Nigerian James Brown often, yeah. And but yeah, bit of an OG Fela Kuti, definitely. And today I had to send a massive
big up
to some more Marxist scumbags. Yeah, because I think it's really important that we celebrate, being that it's Black History Month. You know?
Forgot, man. Boy, I was wondering why everyone kept saying hello and shaking my hand.
They're high-fiving you in the street.
Yeah,
giving
I was like, right, foreheads working today, boy.
Foreheads shining bright. Mm. But yeah, the other day at the Tate Modern as well, I saw this really cool piece where it was saying, you know, if March is Black History Month and February is Women's Month, this is it, in America, what's happening the rest of the year? Discrimination. There's loads of cool things to see at the Tate Modern for free as well, so get down and get involved. But you know, today I wanted to shout out one of like the great leaders of Africa, and he was assassinated 30 years ago yesterday's date, the 15th of October, Thomas Sankara. He was a Marxist revolutionary, pan-Africanist, and president of Burkina Faso between 1983 and 1987. Mm. And he's often referred to as Africa's Che Guevara. And, you know, Black people can't just have something for themselves, innit? They've got to be like referred to as that version of someone else. But no, Sankara, great dude. And again, another figure that many people haven't heard of. But he seized power in a popular supported coup at the age of just 33, with the goal of eliminating corruption and dominance of the French colonial power at the time in the African nation Upper Volta, which he renamed after he took power Burkina Faso, which means land of the upright man. And he, in just 4 years, I mean, it's kind of incredible the things that he achieved. He vaccinated 2.5 million children against meningitis, yellow fever, and measles. Wow. In a matter of weeks. He initiated a nationwide literacy campaign. He took literacy rate from 13% in 1983 to 73%. By the time he was assassinated in 1987, he planted over 10 million trees to prevent desertification. He built roads and railways to tie the nation together without foreign aid, and he appointed females to high governmental positions. He encouraged them to work, recruited them into the military, he supported like pregnancy leave during education, all these kind of things. Outlawed female genital mutilation and forced marriages and polygamy in support of women's rights. He sold off government fleets of Mercedes cars. And he made the cheapest car in Burkina Faso at the time, the Renault 5, the official service car of ministers.
Wow, that says a lot, isn't it?
He reduced the salaries of all public servants, including his own. As president, he took a salary of $450 a month and reduced his possessions down to a single car, four bicycles, three guitars, a fridge, and a broken freezer. And he was a motorcyclist himself, a bit like our homeboy Che Guevara. And he formed an all-women motorcycle personal guard, and he required public servants to wear traditional Burkina
Faso.
No, but Burkinabe tunics, which were all woven in Burkina Faso and used with like local materials and everything. And, you know, mm-hmm. he was just like a real, he's still adored in Burkina Faso and right across Africa as someone who fought for a more just society, really. And he was assassinated in a coup led by his top associate on the 15th of October in 1987. And this was all because the elite in Burkina Faso at the time, who were kind of propped up by the French colonial forces and since imperialistic times and everything, they just felt their privileges were going to be threatened under the socialist changes that he was making. And a week before his assassination, he said, while revolutionaries as individuals can be murdered, you cannot kill ideas. And again, he is really gorgeous too. Thomas Sankara.
Big up.
We love you so much. So I just think it's surprising to me how few of these people are known in wider, outside just niche circles. Thanks for the help, Mice. So I just think he's another incredible African who did great work. But a subject that caught a lot of attention this week was definitely Eminem's.
Yeah, I was going to say, you ain't going to big up. You ain't going to big up Eminem for not spilling his coffee pot on Dill Trump.
Well, I think, you know, I was just really surprised because when I saw it, I was like, wow, like that was an amazing performance piece. You know, it's not even just about like, oh, yeah, but man, we're rapping over Primo, cutting up good times. That ain't good enough. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't, yes, it was off time. And then people said, yeah, but he was out of breath. What, have you ever watched Marlon Brando? Have you ever watched an actor like to convey a message? Sometimes, you know, you use the power of the voice. Sometimes you speak quietly. Sometimes you're up in someone's face. You know, so to me, I just thought it was a great performance. And I was just really taken back and surprised I was just in awe at how people were able to turn that into a negative, you know?
I think a lot of it was to do with obviously him being a white man. And, you know, just having that beard, that stubble around his face. I mean, because I asked the same thing. I didn't know what had happened, but all I saw on my timeline were people saying, Eminem, oh, we should thank Eminem, or Eminem, blah, blah, blah. Like, nothing to do with, like, what? I was trying to figure out what has he done exactly that everybody's going crazy about. So I asked the next day, when it felt like people might have calmed down a bit, I was like, what was everybody fake caring about that Eminem did? The other day. And so some people obviously dropped their little jokes about it, this and that, but then someone passed on the video and said, oh, he did this. A lot of people were like, oh, he did what hip-hop was meant for. He, you know, he spoke for the people. He, you know, different things, whether positive or negative. But then watching it, after the first, I couldn't get past the first minute and 30 because of how dramatic it was for him doing it. And I think that, you know, after hearing and reading what people were saying, I was like, right, okay, I don't know if I should do it. You know, I used to be a massive Eminem fan, you know, until we started changing and rhyming in weird words and all that. And he got too serious as well for me. I preferred him when he was just funny and just talking crazy stuff. But then, so then I checked it, and then from the jump, I was already like, oh, nah, this is a dramatic Eminem that I'm not crazy into. So I got to a minute and 30, and because of all the gaps in between it, I didn't really look at it as he was doing a poetry piece, or I just thought that he was, you know, dropping these rhymes and making it and dramatizing it a bit more than it needed to be. But then I thought, after speaking with people, and they are saying, like, you know, the thing is that he's saying something that he probably feels that some of his fans don't feel the same about. And, you know, as to what he said, then you could tell, like, okay, he knows that this is the case. He's probably going to lose some fans off of this, but he doesn't care. He's that passionate about it. And so, you know, and I hadn't watched the whole thing. So then I watched the whole thing and then, you know, and saw it from the point of view of, okay, don't think about Eminem that, you know, you want to hear. Just think, okay, where this man's at. And I mentioned, like, the comment that someone gave me. They sent one of his fans saying, oh, congratulations, now you split up the country. I used to be a big fan of you until you went and did this bullshit. And it was like, you know, Dorothy, and then, you know, some white woman named Dorothy. Blah, blah, blah. She's probably got kids and all that, that she's got into Eminem. And then I thought, oh, shit, that must be really weird for him. How does he, you know, for him to know that, you know what I mean? He learned from people of color, outsiders, you know, D12, obviously the whole hip-hop thing he's learned from people of color, but then now he's turned into this big massive thing where there are people from his background that look up to him as the messiah of it all, but probably have different ideals. They might even feel that, oh yeah, he's probably a Trump supporter just like I am, and carry on and on. But then I was like, man, but for him, obviously he doesn't feel like that because he's gone and done this thing on a black, I say quote unquote black network. It's white owned, but it is for people of black culture, whatever.
As in BET, you mean?
Yeah, BET. Mm-hmm. You know, he could have done that on his own YouTube channel, or he could have done it for SiriusXM or whatever, but he chose to do it on a black network and make a thing of it, which is really big as well. So regardless of whether, you know, I rate the rhyme for, you know, how he presented it or whatever, I think it's a pretty bold thing for him to do, and at the end draw a line and say, if you're a supporter of me or not, this is where we, you know what I mean?
You know, and that's why I think Eminem deserves
big up, big up.
Because it's almost like you can't win for trying with some people, because if he had gotten up there and just did a whole load of punchlines about Tesla and Gucci and stuff, then people would have been complaining. If he wasn't speaking about, you know, there's a massive, it's beyond just a black issue or an issue of color, it's beyond an American issue. The world is at threat by this crazy person, Donald Trump, you know. And if you are what, Eminem is one of the biggest selling artists of this millennium, you know. And so if you are not going to take your platform, you have made your wealth from hip hop, which ultimately is a movement of the people. It's come from the people from the ground up. And if you're not going to use your platform to say something where you really can affect impact change, like when you look at how many artists over the years have contributed to elections and politics and things like this, if he wasn't going to take a massive platform like being on the BET Awards and say something of content, like, you know, what the hell are you there for? Eminem being the artist, the size of artist that he is, you know, he, of course, he has that right to say to BET, if I'm performing, I'm doing a cappella and this is how it's going to be. I'm going to rap about whatever I want, because some people were complaining, yeah, but you know, he should have just like been spitting on Primo, cutting up like some old school breaks kind of thing, and then that would have been okay to them. And it's like, no,
whatever, man. That's just something to complain about.
But this is why I'm just in awe. And then people want to wonder why there's certain why certain hip hop heads, or why hip hop heads in general, then get branded as bitter haters. You know, it's like, just call a spade a spade. Like, that was an exceptional performance, regardless. Like, if you want to look at that from the perspective of acting and theater, like Eminem, obviously he's Hollywood trained. You know, he's obviously put, he's probably spent the whole year writing that verse, you know, that rhyme kind of thing.
I don't know. That was
the
thing.
That I know.
For me, it was like, I didn't like the rhyme. I didn't like the rap as such. I liked what he was saying and trying to convey in the rap. But sort of artistically, it didn't move me. But his performance provoked me to like then be like, oh, shit. Okay, you can see he's... I don't... You know, with Eminem, there's that... It always seems a little bit kind of overly... Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone's watching me. He never seems relaxed anyway.
But yeah, with
that, with that rap, it was like a bit... I felt like he was overdoing it. But at the same time, if he didn't perform it like that, it might not have come across as passionate as it did. I just wish it was a better rap, to be honest. I know he's better at that.
He's incredible. And that's why it's like, you know, people turning it into a race thing and it being like, he shouldn't speak on this because, you know, at the end of the week
speak
before...
Speak on what? On Donald Trump? He shouldn't speak on Donald Trump. Why? No, why not?
This is the kind of thing I saw people saying, as though it's like, yeah, but you don't get... Why should he be getting all the shine and love as though
he's
this
the most
attention?
Famous one.
Exactly. And also, like I'm saying, this isn't just... People want to say, yeah, we need more than just like the Black Lives Matter movement and black high profile black people like Common or something speaking on these issues. Yeah, this is an American issue. There are many people, different
involved.
People of different backgrounds in the States too. I mean, I'm someone, I would never call myself, would never have called myself an Eminem fan, you know, but I can recognize he is an exceptional MC. Like, to be able to craft, and from what I know of people who have been in the studio with him, the amount of time that he puts into, you know, and thought that he puts into writing rhymes, where I just think it was incredible skills that were executed there, where anyone stepping up and giving a performance like that, you've got to give them. Yeah.
Not the clap, you dirty mother lovers listening in.
You know, so I was just amazed that people turned it into a negative. It's like, how could you turn that into a negative? It's pointless. Like, that was a good contribution. So, I mean, I know it's an a cappella piece, so we've not really... And then, you know, if that was in a...
Wait. Hold on a minute.
What?
Maria Amadeo just posted hashtag Mathers2020. Don't tell me he's got an album dropping soon.
No, but isn't that when the election is or something?
Oh, okay. I got worried there because I was going to say, I know he didn't do that because he's got an album dropping soon, but you lot got me worried.
No, and
right
then
there.
That was the other thing. People are like, no, yeah, it's just promo. He's just done this as a promo stunt because he's about to, you know, because he's just signed to Shady, West Side Gunn and Conway. And it's like, so what if he's doing a promo stunt? What do you think everybody on that show or on TV as an artist, you think you're going up there to not promote what you're doing? That's what every artist who comes through to this studio is doing. They're promoting the work they're doing.
Well, yeah, and I said, so, you know, it would have been good to do this when it was voting time, you know, to kind of get all his people against, who he might have thought are for Trump, to get them against Trump. But then someone said, yeah, he did drop something in October. He dropped a tune or whatever. And yeah, obviously, unfortunately, it might not have resonated with everybody. But then the elections were what, in November, are they?
Yeah.
So that's still a bit too close to time. I don't know, you know what I mean? But I did feel a bit like, yeah, that's a good point. But the thing is, he didn't have to do this now. He didn't have to talk about Trump. He's rich, like you said. He's already, but this is something he's passionate about because he's probably, you know what I mean? He's
and he said something controversial. He's saying, if you're my fan and you're supporting Trump, fuck you.
Yeah, that's bold. Yeah.
You know, not many artists are brave enough to say to the people who are buying their next album, get away, I don't want nothing to do with you. And to me,
Someone did say, though, which is very true, is like once you get to a point where money doesn't matter as much, it's easier to say something like that than...
Even more reason to say it. You know, because what? It should just be the underground cat spitting on the corner in the cypher who should say these things. And everyone else should just talk about promoting, you know, some corporate products.
No, but like, as if, okay, if he wasn't that rich, would he have said it?
Well, I'm thinking, look through, from the first day you ever heard of Eminem, he was saying some crazy out there.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said he's always been going at celebrities, so, you know, it shouldn't be nothing new to anybody.
And also, I just think, you know, I
Donald Trump is a celebrity now. Let's remember that.
In there. And I still rate Eminem for Rap God, you know, because I just think, and this is all, you got to remember, this is all me talking as someone who I would not class myself as a as an Eminem fan. But I'm happy enough to give props where it's due, and I think he deserved it. And so if some of you are just thinking, what on earth are they talking about, I did think to play the freestyle.
You should probably not.
Okay.
No, joke. It's up to you. I don't mind, man. Yeah.
Well, no. Okay. No.
Honestly, don't mind. I don't mind. I think people should hear it and let us know what you think. You know, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, or you can tweet us @foodbarradio, @DJ Sarah Love, @MiceDiggy. Let us know what you think about this.
You said them worship some big belly fat man.
Missed what happened there. I pressed the wrong button, Mice. Oh, but you missed. Bad. I pressed this by accident.
You said them worship some big belly fat man.
What do you think of that? It's hip hop at foodbarradio.com. But coming up next, we're going to get into the investigation too. This is hip hop. It's Foodbar.
It's the calm before the storm right here. Wait, how was I going to start this off? I forgot. Oh yeah. That's an awfully hot coffee pot. Should I drop it on Donald Trump? Probably not, but that's all I got till I come up with a solid. Got a plan and now I got a hatchet like a damn Apache with a tomahawk. I'ma walk inside a mosque on Ramadan and say a prayer that every time talks. She gets a I'ma stop. But we better give Obama props, cause what we got in office now's a kamikaze that'll probably cause a nuclear holocaust. And while the drama pops and he waits for shit to quiet down, he'll just gas his plane up and fly around till the bombing stops. Intensity's heightened, tensions are rising. Trump, when it comes to giving a shit, you're stingy as I am. Except when it comes to having the balls to go against me, you hide them. Cause you don't got the nuts like an empty asylum. Racism's the only thing he's fantastic for. Cause that's how he gets his rocks off and he's orange. Yeah, sick tan. That's why he wants us to disband, cause he cannot withstand the fact we're not afraid of Trump walking on eggshells. I came to stomp. That's why he keeps screaming, drain the swamp, cause he's in quicksand. It's like we take a step forwards, then backwards. But this is his form of distraction. Plus, he gets an enormous reaction when he attacks the NFL, so we focus on that and instead of talking Puerto Rico with gun reform for Nevada, all these horrible tragedies, and he's bored and would rather cause a Twitter storm with the Packers. Then says he wants to lower our taxes. Then who's gonna pay for his extravagant trips back and forth with his fam to his golf resorts and his mansions? Same shit that he tormented Hillary for and he slandered, then does it more. From his endorsement of Bannon, support for the Klansmen, Tiki torches in hand for the soldier that's blacking, comes home from Iraq and is still told to go back to Africa, forking a dagger in this racist 94-year-old grandpa who keeps ignoring our past historical deplorable factors. Now if you're a black athlete, you're a spoiled little brat for trying to use your platform or your stature to try to give those a voice who don't have one. He says you're spitting in the face of vets who fought for us, you bastards. Unless you're a POW who's tortured and battered, because to him, you're zeros, because he don't like his war heroes captured. That's not disrespecting the military. That. This is for Colin. Ball up a fist. And keep that shit balled like Donald the bitch. He's gonna get rid of all immigrants. He's gonna build that thing up taller than this. Well, if he does build it, I hope it's rock solid with bricks. Cause like him in politics, I'm using all of his tricks. Cause I'm throwing that piece of shit against the wall till it sticks. And any fan of mine who's a supporter of his, I'm drawing in the sand a line. You're either for or against. And if you can't decide who you like more in your split on who you should stand beside, I'll do it for you with this. F*** you. The rest of America, stand up. We love our military and we love our country, but we hate Trump!
FUBAR Radio presents
Incorporated. Got Nana Rogues.
I heard the funny story about Rick Ross one time. Basically, my press guy was Rick Ross's press guy. He was telling me he'd gone to Miami to interview Rick Ross. Halfway through, Rick Ross just disappeared. He went upstairs to find Rick Ross after about 40 minutes, and Rick Ross was just casually just having sex in the room. Wow. And stuff.
I mean, okay. If you tell someone, like, bro, give me a second to go see one girl quickly upstairs.
Yeah, it's true, but if you just go, I'll be back, and then you're gone for 45 minutes.
You might come 45 minutes? I need like four max.
They wouldn't even realise I was gone.
Like, sorry I've been away, have you? Didn't see.
Every Wednesday, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. From 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Get it pure, the recipe is simple. with plenty elbow grease from where I'm whipping butter. Ain't concerned with the critics and their chitter chatter. Do you know another rapper putting out a bigger platter? Not very likely, this is where you'll find me. Listening to power while I'm sipping on an icy. Might see me spinning donuts, I ain't talking about a whip. Cat got the cream, I'm trying to spread it round a bit. So make sure that the whole clique will eat. Cause sometimes life got you feeling bittersweet. So like a Kit Kat, you need to take a break before you flake and watch the whole thing break away. Health experts will say that our lifestyle is sickening. All we ever do is get drunk and eat chicken wings. Throw out the bones and belch without a pardon. Kids calling me chef like Stan Kenny and Cartman.
That track is called Main Course. It features Benny Diction, and that's taken from Ash's debut album, Two Man Band, which is entirely produced by Krang. It's available now on iTunes, Bandcamp, all that good stuff. He's got some really cool music on there. By the way, this is myself, Sarah Love, and I want to send a shout out to Miss Register, who enjoyed last week's show. Classy hip hop locked into the show. Chris Laws, Rachel Downey, Merrill, Dr. Postalot, Agent Abstract. We love you all because this show is all about you guys. And you can get in touch at hiphop@foobarradio.com and you can tweet us as well at Foobar Radio. We would love to hear from you. Mice will be back in one hot second, but right about now is that time
for y'all to hit my goddamn music. You know what I'm saying? It's a black ass day. We live in some black ass lives. Black Lives Matter. And I'm a black man here to tell y'all that y'all are here at the FUBAR Radio Cafe. That's right, bitches and bitchettes, because we don't discriminate. Ha ha! You know who it is. I go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's My Sack. Give me a light. Hayes, man. Yeah. And I got my assistant here with me today, because you know what I'm saying? Last week, we had to do a crazy investigation with a bad mother. No, she weren't. I was just going to let her say, shut your mouth, bitch. You weren't even there.
Shut your mouth!
Hey, this week's investigation. You know, I ain't even going to long out the whole intro to it all. We've all been there. All, especially my listeners of the hip-hop show. I know you lot have been there. Your first ever live hip-hop experience.
Aww.
Can you think back? Can you even remember that? I've had people tell me I can't even remember. That's how many experiences they had. Aww. But my assistant last week, who was with me, no, not DJ Sarah Love.
Okay.
It was a lady. It was LSD, a.k.a. Lissy Day.
Yes,
you want to turn
Lissy,
up our mic?
Thank you.
Yeah,
now,
was.
You know, you lot don't get to hear Lissy that often. We do. She tells us what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong every week.
Mainly what we're doing wrong now, Jane.
But last week, she decided to come out and see Verb T and Pitch 92 at Brixton Jam. And this, you know, yeah, it might be weird to some people, being that she's our producer, but this was her first ever live hip-hop experience.
Yeah,
so her
was.
First ever live night. And the reason she came, Lissy, tell them the reason why you came.
Well, I decided it would be a nice idea to go on a little family outing. Mice Diggy, Sarah Love.
Sarah Love, yeah, but...
Abby.
Exactly.
And LSD.
So it was kind of there, but Sarah fucked it all up. Let's just remind people.
We were going to have a group photo, but the whole group went
there. Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. We had it all set up as well, the way we were going to do it, but... You fucked it all up, Sarah. Anyway.
That was going to be a family portrait, wasn't there?
Yeah, I do
feel really sad.
We were
honestly.
All dressed up and everything.
It's fine, matching outfits.
But you
outfits.
Forgot. Anyway.
No one texts me. You guys all texting, making plans together.
No. We all followed the same. I didn't. Like I said, I looked at my phone and I thought, should I be the one to go, question mark? Or donde están ustedes?
Also, I tell you enough what to do every Monday, 4 till 6.
Anyway,
I can't be telling you what to do on a Thursday evening.
Yeah,
and
mean.
I even text Verb T after, like, at 11. Wow. And I was like, I hope he didn't text you back.
And then he was like,
yeah,
I was
going to text you.
See that? We ain't got enough followers on Twitter, bro. You know what I mean?
We're down the pecking order, aren't we?
Anyway, so the thing is as well, Lissy wasn't necessarily into hip-hop until the hip-hop show
got her into it.
And we're
it.
Not even sure she is into hip hop now either.
Nah, I think she is. You're not sure because you weren't there last week, yeah. Thursday.
Oh, was yeah, busy I mean? Kicking off my the mosh pit.
He saw my dancing.
Yeah, I saw her dance. She's already in yes. there in the groove. I think she's secretly been listening anyway, even in though it. She tells us she ain't been.
In it.
So because she got into the Pitch 92 Verb T album, she decided, I want to go see them live. So that's why this week we want to ask. First of all, Lissy, what was your first ever live hip-hop night experience like?
I liked it a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, it was fun. There was some man shouting at me and Abby when we were in the queue, so I was a bit intimidated at the beginning.
Mm, oh, no.
Because he was telling me off for not buying his album. But I was like, man, I only just got into hip-hop. I can't be buying a second album right now.
Yeah. You got
3 days after my first one.
That's what if you don't like the first one
well,
as well?
Exactly.
Oh, man. So, also, you have a real guy typical with hip-hop show experience. Oh.
Was it a guy with dreadlocks?
I know,
So, anyway.
Idea.
Friend of ours.
Yeah.
So yeah, he started shouting at us. But even it was fun.
Sorry. Oh dear.
So that was your first part.
And then
that
he apologised like, for him.
How about at the door? Have you ever been searched like that by security before?
Yeah. Because I've been to festivals and stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's like that at Guitar Gig. No, it's not really.
Guitar gigs. Is that what you call them? Guitar gigs?
The no, ones where it's you, just
acoustic nights.
Explain what my kind of music is normally. Yeah.
For the listeners who don't know, what's your normal type of music?
Just something with a guitar and just people
Beastie
tapping
Boys.
Their toes.
Oh, tapping their toes, okay.
You reminded me of that Dave Chappelle skit where the guy starts playing, I think it's John Mayer starts playing the guitar and he starts dancing
that. And now we'll have to find that tweet.
So you get into the club. Well, no, you walk through security first.
Walk through security, got a nice gold wristband because me and Abby are special. Mm-hmm. And then got a beer and then started dancing.
Yeah.
It was great.
So we saw a few live acts, innit? I mean, before I saw you, I saw Mor One performing.
Yeah, I missed him. Sorry, Mor One.
Yeah, Mor One smashed it. And then next up was...
We had a nice little chat with him after, though, didn't we?
Yeah.
So...
Coops was next.
Oh yeah, I liked him.
The brand new signing to High Focus.
Yeah,
Sarah don't know about that though, because she weren't there.
Is he fine?
Yeah, we like him.
You like him like that? Oh,
oh no.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because we've got connections with High Focus circles. I could probably get you those digits, Lissy.
Hip hop hookups. Sarah with the hip hop hookups.
All the time.
And then who else did we see? We saw King Kashmir. And so Lissy was really enjoying it as well because she was like already in there. She'd been in there and she was like, oh yeah, I recognise that guy. Oh yeah, we've had that guy on the show.
She's clued up.
Already aficionado in there, yeah.
Exactly.
So Kashmir and Zygote went on.
Yeah, I liked him, didn't I, when he did his nice low voice.
Yeah, I liked that part of the show.
I mean, it was
cool.
A bit scary, but fine. Mm. Yeah. I coped.
I liked that show.
And then Flip Tricks was on.
Wow.
You know, oh, yeah, we liked him as well, yes. But I don't think I was here when he came on your show. I think that was before I started working here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. No, Abby's doing the mm-mm.
That's before you were all drawn in. So do you reckon you'll experience another hip-hop night or...?
Maybe I'll go with you guys again.
I'm not convinced by that.
Go with you guys again.
I don't think I would be able to do it by myself.
You say again, you've got to look at me, though, because Sarah fucked up. Remember that shit. Yeah.
I don't think I could go by myself.
Why would you say that?
Because I went there because I knew their tracks. Like, I felt like I'd been listening to their music a bit and I could, like, you know, go and have a little dance with you guys. But I don't think I'd want to go just, you know.
Do you think didn't know the music, you would have still enjoyed it as much? Or did it help that you knew some of the tunes and you're like, oh, I could sing along to this? Or
helped that I kind of knew them. But that one, I can't remember what it was called. The one that was like with a disco sounding
Sugar,
beat.
Sugar, yeah. The one we played at the
beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was my favourite.
Yeah, that was a jam, right?
Mm-hmm.
See it there?
That's good.
Yeah, that's
well
what
done,
we do
Lissy.
Here.
Well done.
You made it, man.
Thank you. I want to thank my mum and my dad. Yeah. Do you know what the best thing was?
What?
He was like, okay, we don't have time for much more. I'm not going to speak for too long. So we just did one more song and then he left. None of this encore stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it got to time and he was like, bye-bye.
Yeah.
And then we got to go home and get the tube. It was great.
Do you think now that there's a bar set for like a rapper performing and now that bar is set, you know, now you can go out and you can tell whether someone's good or not? Because you saw quite a few, you know, a handful of acts.
That's in a good one night. Lineup, man.
Do you think so? Or do you think you still need a bit more tutoring and
no,
nurturing?
I think if you said this is a really good artist and this is a really bad artist, I probably wouldn't know the difference.
No, you would.
Do you think I would?
Yeah, no, but with any kind of music, like you can tell if someone's like captivating an audience or they're doing a good job.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, because they're just charismatic on stage, aren't they?
Yeah.
No, it's good. I'd really.
Well, no. Don't let me put words in your mouth or anything. But yeah. I reckon, but I'm curious, like, what other Abby, wasn't Abby's first hip hop show?
Abby's been there, done that.
Not her first time at the rodeo.
Yeah, she's been on this thing. She's going, yeah, that's blah, blah, blah. I was like, right, Abby already knows this shit, man.
They're all shouting Abby out on stage and stuff.
Oh, that was the best bit, Sarah. There was one point where he was like, hey,
Maestro.
He said Maestro.
Yeah.
DJ Look. And he was so excited to see Mice and his mate up there. Yeah. It was like hanging out with a celebrity.
Celebrity, yeah. But until she looked at me and saw, like, oh, fuck, he said Maestro. Then it got all weird.
I was going to go up there, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Take him out for you. Excuse me, it's Mice Diggy.
It's Mice Diggy. And you obviously are not a friend of his because you. Yeah.
I can't remember my first ever live hip hop show. I'm struggling to even think what it is. I think by the time it gets to next week's show, I'll be like, oh, yeah, it's that. So I'll get back to you.
There's like, for me, I can remember the time when I was about maybe 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. And it was like a kind of community center thing, but it was a hip hop event. And it's like people were breakdancing.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, and I wanted to be a rapper then, but I never really took a sit. But I was like the youngest in this group and all that. And then I think we performed there or something like that. But I remember that being my sort of first experience. But the first time I actually went to like an event, you know, I went to see EPMD with my friend Major. Ooh. And that was like, 96 maybe, cool. Something like that. But it was like in Shepherd's Bush Empire, you know, and them
concert.
really baggy clothes, like three times bigger than what you usually wear was still cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I remember that it was like, whoa, this is weird because... We're kind of expecting, a hip-hop thing, like what you see on Yo MTV Raps or something like that. Mm. But when we got there, it was all like white dreadlocks dudes and,
Krusties.
You know what I mean? Yeah, crusties with the Wu-Tang tattoo on the neck and
Mice,
all that. But we were just like...
How much hair did you have then?
Probably just like... probably about 0.1 of a centimetre longer than I have now, you know, so not a massive difference.
No.
But it was just weird seeing white guys with dreadlocks. I never really seen that before at that time.
Yeah,
I never seen that. And they were, I remember them all being really tall, like everyone was kind of, I was like, wow, man, this is kind of weird. Everyone's really tall as well.
You.
But where we really got excited about it was when it was like the crowd, you know, pogo hopping, everyone was just bouncing.
Yeah.
And we were just, me and my brother were like, like kids again, you know, just bouncing around. And then like all holding hands with the white dreadlocks guys. Like, yeah, man, we all won, man.
This is
it. Yeah. It was like that.
And then, the power.
Yeah, so it's crazy, but you know, for me, I was like, man, I fucking love this shit, man. I wanted to go to more because of that.
I always am a bit envious when I go to hip hop shows and I see the guys moshing because it's like I would like to get involved in the violence, but you know, I ain't risking my.
You gotta work on
like
your
that.
Elbow. You should come to Muay Thai class. Work on your elbows, and
okay,
bam,
yeah.
People don't want to bump into you. Then
don't encourage
sharp elbows, both of you.
Just, that's the technique. And
yeah. You just put them in awkward places, and they'll be like, yeah, I'm not really gonna. Bounce over there.
Give her space.
Yeah.
But no, I don't remember my first hip hop live show, but I definitely remember my first memory of hip hop, and that's with my sisters. Shouts out to Paula Cleo Carrot. And we were all in my sister's bedroom rapping along to the show Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh and MC Ricky D. And but yeah, my sister's earliest live hip hop show memory is she saw Funk Dubious and Cypress Hill. That was like, maybe that's about 94 or something.
Mm.
But
I said 96, but it's 97 because I remember it was something to do with them getting back together again, EPMD.
Okay,
there was a whole big thing about it because they'd split
business.
Up. Yeah, back, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you like how I did that?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. No
one
else
no
really
else
knew it.
Saw,
all they
could
hear.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, for all they know, you could have slapped your head like. Sounds the same.
But what about Down the Digital Pub?
Down the Digital Pub. So I asked a few of the guys, you know what I mean? A lot of people at work though didn't want to be down the pub too early. But shout to Gleam, man. Gleam has a wicked one. He says, Mark B and Blade via local hip hop collected Go Off Crew was the first time performing over hip hop and Blade gave him a beatbox that killed, obviously.
Aww.
That's wicked. Shout to Ash. He says, Naughty by Nature. 98, he thinks, in North London. Tretch lost his engagement ring.
Hip hop array, need I say more?
Boom, psh. Yeah. We need one of those soundtrack, the sound effects as well.
Boom, psh. Yeah. Well, we could do it ourselves because we got skills as well.
Yeah.
Shout out to George Crimson. He says one early event for me that does stick out was the video shoot for Bangers by Skinny Man. He was Skinny Man's like a That's UK hip hop.
Thanks for the heads up.
So next time you're at a hip hop show, you can just be like, "Yeah, I know about Skinny Man." And people be like, "Oh, she really knows what's up."
And then just
when
try,
she really doesn't.
Yeah, just try not to answer anything else after that. He was handing out flyers on Oxford Street for it, and me and my mate recognised him from across the road. Aww. It was in the Boston pub in Tufnell Park. Aww. Had to hear that song about 10 times in a row and still got it stuck in my head more than 15 years later. Oi, oi.
Oh, I love that story. That's beautiful, it's man. Nice hearing people shouting out UK shows.
Their first experiences.
Because really it was funny, for some reason, in this last week, people were hitting me up about Kung Fu, which is the party that me and Mice used to be residents at.
I was looking at you like Kung Fu.
I know, that's what I was like, Mice, remember? See, Alzheimer's kicking in. No, and yeah, like, found some old flyers. Shouts out to Nikki Black Market as well.
Nikki Black Market.
Yeah.
He's a drum and bass jungle DJ, in case you didn't know there. Listen,
thanks again.
Yeah. You need to school us on some guitar foot tapping people. It was just really lovely seeing everyone's reactions and their nostalgia about Kung Fu and
so
their first going to their first Kung Fu and everything. And did you know that the Foreign Beggars, the first ever live show they did was at Kung Fu?
I didn't know that until last year. Yeah, I didn't know that either. But it's amazing to think like how much stuff we were putting on back then. You know,
like crazy lineups, bananas, £5 to get in, and you're seeing like five OGs
on a Tuesday
UK
night.
OGs,
yeah, Tuesday night. Think about that.
And that was the first time I'd ever DJed in front of a crowd. Was in, the year 2000 at the first ever Kung Fu on Upper Street. Yeah, so that
saying that the first time I ever hosted, I think, the first time I'd hosted a hip hop night was with Kung Fu.
Oh my
and
goodness.
I remember at first they weren't really sure about the first one or two times. Because we didn't have that many people in there, so when you're hosting, you need people to talk to. For me, anyway, it's like I'm just talking to like three people sitting down, not even listening to me or whatever. Or when there's a crowd there, 400-500 people, it's a different thing. Or I think what WKD was probably 200 to 300, wasn't it?
It was 200, 150, 200.
Yeah. Okay. So with that, there was hardly any. The first one or two we did, there weren't that many people. But then, so I think Charlie and Leo, the guys that were the promoters, they weren't really sure whether it was, what are the host for? But then as we started to draw people, a crowd in, then there's someone for me to talk to. Then they're like, we get it now. We get why we need a host. And then it became weird, man. It got to the point, I used to think this was really strange, but the place would be, a decent amount of people in there. We'd move to a bigger venue. But for some reason, they'd all stay around the bar area. They wouldn't really fill out the dance floor until the MC came out, until the host came. So then I get there
shy.
And I'd be like, I just want to chill, get myself a bit. Mice, man, come out. And I'll be like, shit, so I have to come out. But then people will start.
I think
they were magnetized to the lighthouse.
I think basically. Shouts out to Pasquale, locked into the show. He says, Public Enemy, Ice-T and Tupac in Rome in 1996. Tupac didn't turn up because he had his passport confiscated for the alleged rape story he was involved in at the time. That's a dope lineup.
Yeah, that is, and that's kind of fucked up way to find out that somebody you wanted to go see couldn't be there. He's like, what? He raped somebody.
Jesus. Not sure about that. But hiphop at foodbarradio.com. Email us. What are your first hip hop live show experiences? You can get us on Twitter as well at foodbarradio. Coming up next, we're going to be speaking to some of the guys from Mind Over Matter, which is a really cool event that is going to be happening this week. It's all about dismantling the stigma around mental health through spoken word. But we're going to get the whole lowdown on that. But keep us posted with your live show experiences, because they really did touch my heart.
They really did touch my heart.
To hear those. And by the way, it's myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, My Stiggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. And thank you very much, LSD, a.k.a. Lissy Day.
Still, if one of them men is so ferocious, don't worry about it. The disciples are now well aware of the fact that my kung fu is unbeatable.
product of the block. We used to cook the product in the pot, add soda, turn the product into rock. It's in my DNA, you see it started with my pops. In his heyday, he probably put your father in the box. In my heyday, I probably put the product in my sock. Ain't no vacay, the props become a problem when it's hot. Mayday, mayday, but no charge, I'm nutty with the bars, that's a payday. So bruh, this ain't even a bar, this is AA. Back up in the trunk with the AK. Each line pack a fabulous punch, no diss to Ray J. Nah, see I don't dab and I don't nay nay. Got bottles coming now, warriors come out and play, ay. Just know I'm grade A, get a slice of bread. Okay, some hoods love me, someone like me dead. Okay, my goon hungry, his eyes is red. Buddy clumsy, go whoops upside your head.
We at throwing poet suckers. Range Rovers flood up the rucker. Me a thousand chains on, I got put on with luck. Evergreen baggies, selling capsules, running the classroom. Slick bastards getting cream, yelling cash roll. Smell like Pacquiao, but under the leather. Hold a Mac 1-0, pumping up in 1-0, the Grammy hour. Coke chemist, taste the flow is numb. Knees and copper, run blunt off the get back, salute me, then one, I'm out, off to the races. My blazers ain't patient, they wanna spray shit. Get elephant blown for stalking race shit. Jammies carry nitrogen, light up a session like I'm on Vicodin. Fuck with the righteous men and we fighting it. Yeah, 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 the rebels is here, medals and gear. Getting fried off a medal, that's incredible. The flyers, the most notorious, why is half of those liars? Off niggas' heads like papayas.
Before I poly, red light in the Bob Molly, so I can cipher God bodies from the John Gottis. Everybody a boss saying they time's money. Women injections, leave them with the odd bodies. Babies having babies, wearing old navy, robbing old ladies. That's a product of no home training. I show you the ropes, I'm narrating Al Heyman. I told Lighty, if I hate him, I'ma violate him. Man, I'm not a shooter, but I know shooters. And if them shooters don't shoot up, I go suit up. Red man and the W is televised. We ain't them niggas, media telling hella lies. This a campfire of a vampire. I don't sleep when hot beats through the amplifier. And every nigga got something to say. I'm like, yeah, okay, y'all corny anyway, doc.
People say
my team hard, making them lean hard. You see more riders lined up than you see at a theme park. My queen hot, making the scene pop. Routine hot, online gangsters, I'm giving them screenshots. Hard white lyrics to guard right. Twisting a tail, sick as hell. Christian Bale from the Dark Knight. On site, fogging your fog lights. Your dogs like Swayze at the roadhouse, down for the bar fight. Like this, like a IG pic. Before the Seahawks 24, Lord, I've been on that beat shit. Pussy, you whack, something like a cheap trick. Mike in the Billie Jean vid, I got the streets lit. Shining star, find another, you gon' find it hard. Certain depth that can walk off with minor scars. Firing squad, defying the odds. And the flow solitary, just me behind the bars.
Sparks up the bulletproof, game-based intensity, applied ingenuity, tech criminology, sharp mathematically, certified, recognized by every eye worldwide. Back to the streets of the do-or-die hustler. I understand politics, consistent, never quit, superstar, right hits. Come have a listen, y'all, getting money, flipping it, scripting it, record it, fans that applaud it, ship $100 million, they bought and took a snort of it. Quotes like heroin, coke mixed with dope, have an overdose, cardiac, a law spin the beat back, watch the magnetic attract them, club pack them. They stiff cause the wisdom is swift when I'm attacking.
Out of everybody getting these deals, you got all these whack ass motherfuckers getting deals. These pussy ass motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? They're getting deals and everybody got a deal and everybody happy and shit. And Wu-Tang, you is the best.
Wu-Tang, People Say, featuring Redman on that track. It's produced by Mathematics, and that was the first offering from their album, The Saga Continues, which, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to listening through. I hopefully won't be disappointed. It's always a bit hair-raising, isn't it, when you have, like, what's artists that you love? Yeah, or just any artist that you love, and it's been a while, and you're kind of like...
Yeah, I mean, they still, you know, they still got it though. We ain't gonna, you know what I mean, let us down that badly.
And as I did say before, the album is executive produced by RZA. So that always has to be mentioned if you're
talking. Picking up guitars and shit, son. Picking up guitars and shit.
But yes, this is
Barry Manilow up in this one. Yeah,
go ahead. It's myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy.
And we're joined by a bunch of very talented people to talk to us about some wonderful things. And this is all surrounding the event that's happening this week, Mind Over Matter. We are joined by the one and only Jazz Kahina. Yo. Welcome. We got Holly Flame Lightly and Poet Curious.
Hello, hello.
As well as Fisky.
Hello.
So, who's going to break down to us? What is Mind Over Matter? What's happening?
Okay.
Remember to speak into the microphone for me, otherwise no one at home will hear you.
Okay, so Mind Over Matter is basically an event that I started in June this year. Mm-hmm. I came and spoke to you about
it
last time.
Yeah, about it.
And basically it's to break down
Sarah
stigma.
Sarah missed that as well, by the way.
You was ill that day, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's missing a lot of things. Go
ahead. It's basically to break down stigma around mental health, different types of mental health, and using spoken word and hip-hop to do that. Mm. I sort of did it this year after becoming clean and sober after 20 years of chaos. And I woke up one Monday morning and was like, can't do this anymore, surrounded just by alcohol bottles, nothing was going well. So I thought, let me try and do something positive. Because I left my career last year as well. And I was like, what do I want to do? I didn't want to stay in media. So I was like, what do I care about?
Oh,
I was
like, I was going to ask what that career was.
Yeah, it was advertising.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, so that didn't help the drink and drug problem, to be fair.
Yeah, you kind of need that though, innit, when you're in advertising. You realise what you're doing to people.
Shout out to Bill Hicks.
Every week
Bill Hicks is relevant for some reason.
To be fair, like the level I was at, I didn't do anything. I had no say in anything. It's like the higher you get in those places, the worse it gets. But someone of my level, it's just normal people just trying to earn money. That's all it was. Mm. I had no say in Rupert Murdoch or anything like that. Do you know what I mean? So I just wanted to, I was like, what do I care about? I was like, mental health, depression, addiction. I love hip hop and spoken word. And we had the first event and it went crazy. Like really, we had TEDx approaches, you know, the TED Talks. Mm-hmm. We got two events with them. And also the Tavistock in Portman, we got an event with them on the 25th in North London. I know you're a fan of North London.
don't come on the show.
I'm setting up a Haringey Communist Party, so if you're down, anyone can sign up. You haven't got a living. I'm getting encouraged by already.
Yeah, so and they're like the biggest mental health NHS organisation in the UK, I think. So it's just gone, it's just been received really well and it's doing quite well.
That's really wonderful. Cool. And then what? So you guys are all performing at this week's event?
Yes.
Yeah, so introduce yourself to the listeners.
I'm Poet Curious. Fisky hit me up about the event. I've seen the events, I've not been to one yet. But I'm a teacher as well as a spoken word artist and a hip hop head from Kung Fu days.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, Kung Fu, the hop, all of that. Thank you very much. And to be honest, when Fisky hit me up, I was like, I don't really have stuff that's like on point about these subject matters.
You're just straight ignorance.
Like, I was like, I can talk about this stuff. I was like, but I don't write about this stuff particularly. And then the more I started to unpick what I was writing about, I was like, oh, actually, within here, there's themes that aren't explicit. And then he hit me back and was like, oh, your stuff doesn't have to be totally on, like, topic. Like, we're not just doing speeches in rhyme. And I was like, all right, sick, wicked, I'm down.
So was that the idea then, in terms of, like, getting people involved? You didn't necessarily want them to feel like they have to write about or perform about?
Something I've realised quite quickly, I was talking to Jazz about it, I think, and there's like, it's quite hard to put a whole event just with addiction. I mean, I've got two albums worth of it, like, but not everyone has that.
Yeah.
And it's, you have to find a balance. Like, the first one was just about mental health, but we also had singers, we also had stuff that wasn't related to mental health, because you have to find, it can't all be like the dark stuff.
Well, there's got to be entertainment involved
exactly,
what you're saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
So then, obviously, someone like Poet Curious, had you heard about him?
I met him at an event called Word on the Street that Shady runs.
Shout out to Shady.
Yeah. And yeah, so the open mic is the most important part, I think, because the reason I did it was to give people a platform that I never had. All I had was sort of drinking and doing drugs at the time when everything was going on. And apart from that, all it was I used hip-hop and spoken word and poetry. That was my only escape. And I think if I had done that more than drinking and everything else, it wouldn't have taken 20 years to get out of it.
That's one of the wonderful things I think about music and art is that, you know, many people self-medicate, like whether that is through weed, drink, drugs, prescription drugs, you know, but you can also self-medicate through art. Like so many artists, I think, touch our hearts and, you know, really galvanize us, you know, in the right direction. But Jazz, like, what you've been through to the show before, it's lovely to see you here again.
I was here earlier this year, wasn't I? Yes, so I also came up through the Kung Fu days as well, so yeah. I know Sarah and my Stiggy quite well. Always begging for the mic from Maestro, innit?
Front row, man. Yeah, front, front row. Every
month. Kicking early. Off, throwing pints and punches.
That's what we like. See, Lizzie, take notes.
Yeah, I really haven't grown up.
Me neither, but, really.
Yeah, I think Paul hit me up because someone, did someone tag me in your post?
No, I just, I sort of, I've known of both of you. I've also met Holly at an event, didn't I? We were both performing there. But I've seen you, you did a documentary a while ago that you two were in, Shay
oh, yeah.
was in.
Yeah, Artemis, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I knew of you before, but it was
oh,
like,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's what really, I sort of Googled everyone after that. Yeah. Like, I'm going to get them to perform at some point.
Yeah, I felt similar to a poet in a way. I was thinking, I don't rap about that. And it's like, hang on a minute. Like, well, I'm doing an EP at the moment, so the tune's not out. But I've got a whole tune about, like, how, like, it's almost like my life falling apart, basically. It's almost humorous. It's not humorous, but I just realised that just because, like you're saying, it's not explicit and you're not, like, talking about it in a, like, instructional or descriptive way, it's kind of quite obvious that what you're talking about is issues that affect your mental health.
Yeah. That's interesting.
And that's true for a lot of hip-hop. I mean, like, when you feel like that, listening to other artists talk about how bad they feel kind of makes you feel better. Not what makes you feel better, but the relatability of it. Yeah, and just...
You don't feel like you're on your
own. Not alone, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think a lot of hip-hop talks about the effects of these things. Yeah, it talks about the life that you end up with that's influenced by your addictions and by the hardships that you go through, but it doesn't necessarily talk about them as the subject matter.
Yeah.
And I think you get a lot just by hearing about what the life is that can lead to. And like Sarah says, and a lot of that tension in hip-hop that I love is about... It's people who have found the art. It's people who have found creativity. You know, and you're often in that tense point of, for lots of people, the reality is it's that music and creativity that takes them to another place from that place that could go down a darker road of addiction. And it creates something mad addictive in itself. I mean, hip-hop's mad addictive. That's an addiction, as you know, many of us will know.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Paul invited me to play at Beat Addiction, at first I was like, oh yeah, addicted to beats, yeah, me too, sick. And then he sent me some information about it. I was like, oh no way, it's beating addiction. And then I thought, can I really go on it? Because I've got bare addictions that I talk about all the time. But I definitely think it's something that we should all talk about.
But that's kind of the point, though, because like we try to book artists, if we can, with lived experience.
Yeah.
So, you know, even if you're still going through it, like, I love drinking and taking drugs. I love it. I just don't do it anymore because it wasn't working for me.
But do you think that might be harder for some people who are trying to get off it if someone like...
Well, and it's there in a pub as well, so I can see the contradiction. But, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, the event you're saying is... It's
in a Bedford, but it's such an amazing venue. And it's not going to be like people getting smashed and, you know, doing lines in the toilet and that. But...
I guess it's a good form of therapy in a way, isn't it? Because you're there... And you, if you've got, like, you know, like, we're laughing about it, but if there are people that have got addictions that are like, they're like, oh, shit, I don't know if I should be in here, really.
There is that.
Well, now is
a
test. There's 3 or 4 hours you're going
to
be here. See if you can't, if you can go and enjoy this night without, you know, having to hold on to your vice, or is it the other way around?
I mean, yeah, there is that side to it, but there's also the side that, like, from the first event, I had people message me and say, like, I have an addiction, like, can I talk to you? And I'm sort of like, I don't know if I'm the best person. I can tell you what not to do.
You might be, though, for them. You might be the best person because... And the thing is, they're probably asking you because they've seen that you've come out of it. Shit, how did you do that? There might be a little gem.
I'm only 3 months in, like, it's I don't know, it's hard.
Well, stay in there, because every day is another day that, you know, you've been clean, kind of thing. And I think also there's a lot of people who don't necessarily realise that they are dealing with an addictive situation.
I had no idea for 20 years.
Yeah, which is why it's also important that these things come into a dialogue, open dialogue, and people, if you're hearing other people's experiences, like, where in the context of, oh, it's just so great, get smashed every day. And it's like, well, actually, do you realise what you're doing to your body? And there are people, you know, who are on the other end of this story kind of thing, and their experience is this. These are the stories that many people don't even come across, you know. So I think that's also why an event like Mind Over Matter is a really cool thing to be putting out there and supporting.
Thank you.
And sure, so, man. Like, you guys are... So, Holly, you're performing as well at the event. What is your... Are you going to be doing some What kind of performance can people expect?
Well, I started out with spoken word, so I'll do a couple of poems that are relevant, I reckon, and then move on to a DJ set. I actually just started a jazz, grime, hip-hop fusion band.
Jazz, and
I'm trying to work out like what the word for it would be, and so far we've got Grizz. It's like dark grime and jazz. Ash, I haven't asked you about this, but can I bring a band?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. See, I like how when he's on air, he had no option but to say, yeah, cool.
That's something I'll be developing if anyone is around Green Lanes. There's a bar called Opera that my friend Gareth runs, and we're going to be there every Wednesday jamming and working out our set.
I think that is Haringey. Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
Say all the best things in the world happen in Haringey.
So the event, where is it?
Mm. It's the same place as last time, the Bedford in Balham.
Mm-hmm.
And
how can people get tickets or whatever?
I've got so many events on, I've forgotten. Hang on. It's Skiddle, skiddle.com. Just Skiddle. Go on to Skiddle and search Mind Over Matter or Beat Addiction or Mind Over Matter Beat Addiction. £6 a ticket in advance, £10 on the door.
But through Facebook as well?
Yeah, if you go on any Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's the handle's at Mind Matter London. Mind Matter LDN. And it's all the flyers are all over the social medias.
And so is this something that you're looking to kind of continue on as like sort of more regularity?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I just did it to have something to focus on, like in the first month.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it would just be like an event and then that'd be, I'll get a job or something. But so many people have approached me. Like even yesterday I was talking to Ghetto Geek, shout out Ghetto Geek, spoken word artist. And he does a lot of workshops. So what I'm trying to do is sort of not aftercare, but have something after the event. So maybe a workshop that artists can run. There'll be like a £5 charge or something. I haven't really worked it out yet. Mm. And then you can learn to write poetry or improve your poetry or hip hop. Because people messaged me afterwards saying, from the last event, saying I started to write poetry because of the event and because of what I saw. And that's what I wanted, because it's helped me so much.
So writing poetry helped you sort of get rid of that urge to go drink and...
Well, no, because I was doing that for 20 years. Not get rid of the urge, but it did help me to make sense of things. When you write them down, I find it makes sense more than just thinking about it in your head.
Mm. It does make a difference, innit? I think that's... It's like, kind of like if I write a song, then... I have it written down, but then it's still kind of in my head. So then I demo it, and then my head's like, oh yeah, you've sorted that out. So when I'm writing something else, that doesn't pop up in my head. Is it a similar thing or?
Yeah, sort of. Like, no, it's similar to that. It's just like for me, it was just expression because I didn't have the platform to talk to anyone because at 16, like no one understands, and it wasn't their fault. But that just sort of led me down to a path through depression where I just didn't care because no one understood, no mad.
Mm.
And then it's like writing always just helped me to... And I was only ever good at English at school as well, to be fair.
It's like a therapy, in a way.
It's just always been that for me.
Mm. Well, I'm so happy that you've organised this because it isn't an easy task promoting either, and you've gathered together such a cool combination of artists, and hopefully we're going to hear some of you on the open mic later on in the show as well.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that. And last week on the show, we had a special feature for World Mental Health Day as well, and we were speaking to Johnny Gould. He was here as a representative for the late author Johnny Zucker. He had written a book called Striker Boy, which is all about for young boys dealing with mental health issues. And we put together a dope competition for you, and we can now announce our competition winners. Mice, do you want to? You've got the kind of voice that will give the gravitas to it.
And our first winner this week, Jody A. Green.
Jody!
At Jody, I ain't even gonna try and do the at names. Right, that's fucking up. All right.
Yeah.
Sarah G. Smile.
Woo! Go Sarah!
And Angela Paul.
Oh, yes.
Go Angie!
Yes! You each won your own copy of the Striker Boy book. Definitely check out at Striker Boy book on Twitter because this was re-released all in collaboration with mind.org.uk. And Johnny, he sadly took his life earlier this year. So it's just so wonderful to see the whole campaign that they've been working on together and behind this the reissue of this book too. So there's so many cool things that we can each do to contribute to, just bring in mental health into the dialogue and stuff. So looking forward to hearing you guys on the open mic later, which is coming up shortly. And we have a gig guide to shout out for you too. So keep it locked right here on Food Bar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. I think. No, I just did.
Sticky fingers from the Roman coast villages. Iron grill. I'm on two ever's unfinished. You show it's time to build. A true king in my own mind. These half believers pray when they need something. After that, they keep fronting. I put in work. When Biggie put 5 carats in his baby girl's head, the real question is, did it hurt? Pocket full of punches and a head full of problems for you. Plus I got a hat to match anything I put on. Rum and coke villages, lasers, robots, costume changes. I bless any stage I put my foot on. It's rap on hiatus, yeah. I'm back with a vengeance. The anti-Midas turned rope chains to African pendants. A king roll solo, why follow the tribe? You're walking with lions, best swallow your pride. No Biggie, stay home. Let these others take the credit like payphones. They ain't stupid, they know. Everything I say is cold. A stage show without Kanye in. It's like a birthday card with no money and don't fuck about. Yo, I'm Godzilla stunt double. What? You're just some other nigga spunk bubble. Blood check my history. I do shows, I go home, I spell my name in cash like I'm Busy Beat. Cold, cure for one day and they froze. Play them like dwarfs in the crowd and make them stay on their toes. I'm Connie Connor, just the way that it goes. I've been on the guest list since 97. I need to rhyme the last line.
Cause my mind did it. The lyrically inclined rhyme wizard. The analyzed lyrics trying to find why I defy physics. Through the projection of my spirit. And yo, they say time's money and I'm working with a time limit. It's my time, but there's nothing I can buy with it. And it won't last. No cash. I am broke as a joke. Don't laugh. No stacks. To accumulate in this cold world, you need a cold heart. That's a cold fact. No money amounting, just a broke back. I gotta let him have it, why would I hold back? I sold this, sold that, it was so potent. When it goes into your nose, you'll be floating. Trying to rip the shirt off your back like Hulk Hogan. Fuck you, the new slogan. If you had all the money in the world, would you give it away? Philosophy of a motherfucker, live for the day. It's only a piece of paper, but to it I'm a slave. The money's gonna kill me, then it's gonna spit on my grave. My 16s will move quick and it's shut off the spade. I ain't getting your soul like shit on the page. Foundation I have made, every brick I have laid. Building and demolition, my particular trade. Cause I can build your whole career and I can take it away. Yes, from under your feet, the hunger is deep. The king of the jungle, the beast, the fungal disease. 100 degrees, can somebody please recognize me? And hits go together like bun with the cheese. Like honey with bees, I'm still a prince running with fees. I treat niggas like these, like trees. Now leave, make a bomb for you.
Presents
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
The one and only Roger Michelle. You've worked with Daniel a few times. Have you ever considered doing a Bond?
I nearly did do a Bond. I mean, I came very close to
doing
it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was very keen to work with Daniel.
Yeah.
And I really like the Bondistas. I really like Barbara and Broccoli very, very much.
Right.
We got to a point where I was sort of signing on to do a film when there wasn't a script, and it just made me feel unhappy and scared. I like to really prepare a film, maybe too much. The idea of going into a massive film like that without a script just freaked me out. Juncture.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
From 12 p.m.
FUBA Radio.
You know we've got all that goodness right here on FUBAR Radio. That last cut, Children Aziz, it's called Elevate, and that's from their brand new self-produced EP. Check it out, because it's really, it's so cool. Like, there's something on there for everybody, and it's just a really lovely listen. There's like 6 tracks. It's beautiful. It's out right now on First Word Records, and they're on tour at the moment with Jest as well. Shouts out to Connie Con and Tyler Daly, because yes, you've done something really, really dope here. I'm loving it. And it's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, My Stiggy. This is the hip-hop show right here on FUBAR Radio for all you bitches and bitchettes. That's right. We do not discriminate at all, ever.
Ever. And shouts out to Yasmin, locked into the show, Nutty P, Johnny Gold,
yes, Nutty P,
as well. It's lovely having you all here, you know, because this show is truly about you guys. And that's why every week we like to bring you our gig guides, because there's so much cool live shows.
Hey, Charlie, I need to go somewhere this weekend. Where can we go?
First place you can go is Digger's Dozen.
Oh, Digger's Dozen.
Yes, this takes place at Ace Hotel.
What does this mean?
That's happening tomorrow night on Tuesday the 17th. It's basically like you got a dozen, each DJ. It's all vinyl, and they have 12 records that they have to spin. No reissues, no bootlegs. So that's something for the vinyl nerds out there. But it's always like good music that you hear down at Digger's Dozen. Also, there's an event happening. JD Made This at Under the Bridge. That's happening Thursday 19th. With
Illa J, Frank and Dank, Slum Village's T3, and C Minus, and QD or KD?
QD.
I wanted to say K. You know, habla español un poquito.
So international.
KD. I wanted to say KD, but it's.
But no, QD. It was a while since I heard that name, QD, and then it was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that dude until I saw him on this lineup. So no, that's a nice bunch of. Representatives for the D in London. Also, Jess, like I said, he's on tour. The Billy Green Show featuring, well, also on the bill is Sonny Jim, Children of Zeus,
Confucius MC, Lee Scott. That's on Thursday the 19th at Marble Factory in Bristol. Then Friday the 20th in Brixton. See how I emphasized the br from Bristol to Brixton. Yeah, not many people could do that.
Only local enunciation.
Depends how heavy your lips are. Black Star will be live. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Black Star.
Yeah.
Talib Kweli and Mos Def. I'm allowed to say Mos Def because it's Black Star. So, you know what I mean?
Okay,
that's a Yasin Bey. You see what I did there?
Okay, yeah.
They're going to be alongside our homeboy Sandman. That's right, Queens' very own. As well as Children of Zeus and Await. That's at Troxy, Friday the 20th. And there's an after party there, so you might see me there, bitches.
Or is it Awate? You see, Children Awate. Of Zeus, like, they're getting around.
I said Awate.
You see?
It could be
Awate. I'll stick with AKS instead of Axe, and then you can stick with Awate, and Awate. I'll stick with Awate.
Awate.
Awate. And, see, Children of Zeus, seriously, keep your eye on them, man. Like, they're just doing so many cool things, and they're super busy. And on Friday the 20th as well, there's Hip Hop Back in the Day with one of my favourite UK hip-hop artists of all time.
Twangster.
Love that guy. That's at Archspace in London. You got the Living Proof guys doing their thing as they do every month at Village Underground on the 21st. Plus our friends
Verb T and Pitch 92 will be live at Sin City in Swansea.
Yeah,
Saturday the 21st.
Abby, tell your people in Swansea that they need to go down to the Verb T and Pitch 92 show.
Of course. And as we just mentioned, Mind Over Matter.
Beat Addiction, that's at the Bedford on Sunday the 22nd, and it's all about, addressing the stigma that is associated with mental health.
Exactly.
It's going to be a whole bunch of talented artists there, and some
of them performers right here.
So remember, if you want to get all those full details for the gigs, hit up foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. If you've got a jam that you want us to shout out anywhere in the world.
Strawberry jam, raspberry jam.
What's your favourite kind of jam, Mike?
I think my favourite is probably melon jam.
Oh.
Yeah, it's quite rare.
before.
Something you might not never know nothing about.
I didn't. You schooled me on that. My favourite kind of jam is hip hop jam.
Ah!
Like that. Sorry, I know. Yeah, I'll get my coat. And yes, but email us, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, if you have something, an event that you would like us to shout out, because we want to represent you guys and people want to know where the party at.
Yeah.
So still to come up, we got the open mic on the way. But first, I did promise you last week that I was going to play you something brand new from the latest group to come out of Nottingham. And so, but we didn't manage to last week because we're always just so jam-packed on this show. But here is freshness for you. This is the new group, Triple V.
Toe Jam. Stay repping, get the stepping. We bring the action. It's the faction. Cause we do the do. Just know who is who. Who is you? Who is me? Truth and even truth is we. We stay repping. Get the stepping. We bring the action. It's the faction. Cause we do the do. Just know who is who. Who is you? Who is me? Truth and even truth is we. Rain Man. Main four, check the score on the game board. Rep the course for the pain lord. Young narcissist, fame whore. Red carpet on the range floor. Dead artists that I paid for. Acrylic and oil, the paint raw. Idyllic and royal, I claim more. Kill it or miss if you aim poor. Spilling the Chris is my main floor. Missing the pot in the eight ball. Wishing I got in a great brawl. Kissing on top of the great wall. Pictures I cop on the tape wall. Picture a beer in a late call. Picture me wearing a bait shawl. Rip the beat, flip the mattress. Hit the street, prick the cactus. Wish defeat, twist the actress, kiss my feet. Mr. Bastard, star with flavour. Kicking a Kuma, coast to Jamaica. Fishing for tuna, cabana. Chilling in Cuba, hate a piranha. Wishing in New York, stay fresh, stay clean. RAF is the 18. Rich kids wanna dress poor. Poor kids wanna dress rich. I'm on that sip, that best shit. I'm on that better respect this. I'm on back kicking that breathless. Two fried eggs for breakfast. Please we stay repping. Get the stepping. We bring the action. It's the faction. Cause we do the do. Just know who is who. Who is you? Who is me? Truth and even truth is we. We say repping. Get the stepping. We bring the action. It's the faction. Cause we do the do. Just know who is who. Who is you? Who is me? Truth and even truth is we. Speed to speak, talk, the flows is frozen. I publish spoken words in chapters like it's hoes decoding. Born from underground, we glide through city lights and convoys. Draw up silent contracts through highly coded convos. These wars have ears, they soak up all your plans for action. So I press the MP like the chords are played by Eric Clapton. Stay up with me, new life underneath this visor. Outperforming your best, the only way up ensures survival. Moving through this wild west, no pollution, no connects. I spray into these roads, are soaking, stuck between sticking the muds, rolling stones and space cadets. Road to this dramatic change of fortune, people place your bets. A great escape or dead end path is 50-50. I carry this gift in my gut and let it rip like Ripley. Lone survivor, cleanest break, I'm walking from the wreckage. Air Force and the cap is matching, we're brought up in different decades. We stay repping. Get the stepping. We bring the action. It's the faction. Cause we do the do. Just know who is who. Who is you? Who is me? Truth and even truth is we. We say repping. Get the stepping. We bring the action. It's the faction. Cause we do the do. Just know who is who. Who is you? Who is me? Truth and even truth is we. Mind stakes to be primate. Smoking weed and then I find space. I just wanna see my team on. Stay on our grind, we don't time waste. Cause we came to win. Broke blessings, can't afford to sin. All I know is that the Lord will win. Niggas really wanna sell their soul for a chain of gold. What's your POA, what's your aim and goals? Hold mic, you get sniped quick. I'm a marksman, you're a markson. Better think before you hype shit. Rappers faking, they can't keep it real. Triple V for that team I'll kill. Vandal Savage or Vandervoll, he's fam. Either way, man, I'm really ill. Life's hard, you can't have it all. Maintain or you trying to ball. Niggas hating, wanna take my life, wanna fuck my wife. I'm like Biggie Small, the said life's hard, you can't have it all. Maintain, are you trying to bull? Niggas hating, wanna take my life, wanna fuck my wife. I'm like Biggie Small. We stay repping. Get the stepping. We bring the action. It's the faction. Cause we do the do. Just know who is who. Who is you? Who is me? Truth and even truth is we. We stay repping. Get the stepping. We bring the action. It's the faction. Cause we do the do. Just know who is who. Who is you? Who
Hey yo, what the deal, baby? It's your boy KGR, CK1YC, home of the Thoroughbreds. And right now I'm up here chilling, you know what I'm saying, with my girl, Stella Love, Mike Sticky. Whoop our radio, baby, you heard?
Jeez.
That was a husky Cool G rap right there. But that last cut, Triple V. Hey, man.
That wet Cool G rap, is that what you're saying?
Don't start with the controversy. There's a new group from Nottingham's own Cap. On paper, when I saw this, I was just like, what? Capo, Juggernaut, and Vandal Savage. They've got a new album that's dropping on Halloween, actually, and that track is taken from it. It's Bozo Boys' album. The 13th of November, they're going to be joining us live in the studio here at FUBAR for a special rundown. So I'm super looking forward to that. We will, of course, be keeping you posted. But we're shortly about to get into some open mic business. But first of all, let's say what up to our other MCs who just stepped into
yes,
the building.
Yes, our two other guests that are going to be joining Poet Curious, Jazz Kahina and Holly Flow Lighty, are Hyperbolic.
Yo, yo.
What's going on, man?
All good, fam. You cool?
Yeah, yeah. Were you come down from up north? You know, anywhere
yeah,
above?
Huddersfield, Wolverhampton,
yeah!
South.
You from Huddersfield?
Yeah.
Are you? Hometown. I got
HUD
people in. Yes.
Premier League, what?
Do you know what trips me out about Huddersfield is why is there such a deep hip hop history in Huddersfield?
In the hood.
I know a lot of talented people there, though. Still, like artists, mm-hmm. musicians, like a lot of talented people.
Yeah.
Shouts our good friend Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Savvy's my homie.
Yeah, of course. Shouts out to Abby Anderson, incredible visual artist painter who did the album covers for.
She's from the hood
Jess
as well.
Is
Lunacy from the hood or he's near?
No, well, like,
he's from Bradford. But like, yeah, he used to come Huddersfield quite a bit as well.
Yeah.
It's Hud's where it's at.
Yeah,
Hud's up. Yes, Huddersfield in the studio. And so, sorry, and who else have we got here?
We got Reality. What's going on?
Reality. I'm originally known as the boy from Hackney, but I'm based in Northeast Newcastle.
Oh, okay. Is it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a pharmacist there.
You're a pharmacist there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeez. Cool. So an official
hook me up, bro. We got some talking to do after.
My joke is I can officially rap about selling drugs. So
legal as well, legal drugs.
That's my joke. Yeah.
But there is some seriously shady business in the pharmacy industry.
Don't get Sarah started.
No. I'm legit.
Yeah?
I'm saying on a legit standard. Go and check out this documentary that's available at the moment on iPayer by Jacques Peretti, The $1 billion Deals
Sarah,
That Changed
Sarah,
Your
this
World.
This is my business. I can't
divulge into that.
I can't be doing that.
He's here to do
no,
the
no,
rap.
No, no, no.
That's,
I'm
how, I make,
say,
that's how I make my money. You know?
Hey, man.
You sounded like a real drug dealer right now, boy. It's a house of cocaine in one hand, the machine gun in the other.
No, but seriously, that documentary is dope. Because, you know,
you
the pharmaceutical
started, no.
industry is
say
like
Say something
one
about
of
Haringey
the-
quick before she goes into one.
Yeah, I was born in Hackney. It's quite nostalgic because I'm staying in the house that I grew up in till I was 11 with my
Serious?
Uncle.
Serious?
So it's kind of reverse.
How long you been rapping?
Since I was 15. Yeah. I'm 28 now.
Wow, so you're selling drugs and rapping. That's, you know what I mean? That's legitimately
that's
as well. Yeah, man. He's living the rap stuff. That's the rap life right there. Listen, this is not the rap life that you're thinking it is. This is a whole different... This is legit. Yeah. So, and then you moved to Newcastle how long ago?
I moved to Sunderland when Obama became president. I always remember that. Mm. So it was like the first black guy in Sunderland. No, I'm joking.
Right, you felt like the first black guy in the White House. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. So it's all like poetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I stayed there.
How long? 8 years?
It's been...
Just checking.
It's nearly a decade now,
two
man.
Terms.
I'm right, surprised I don't sound like Alan Shearer or, you know... Like my
your accent,
it's a bit all over the place.
Yeah. Right, we're gonna find out how all over the place it is now when we get into this open mic, boy. That's what I know. Hyperbolic, you ready?
Yeah, man, I'm ready.
But I want to know, like, Hyperbolic. Then, so have you like put music out? Like, give the people a bit of a download on like who, if they're not familiar with your music or anything.
Yeah, yo, I rapped with Savvy quite a lot. Went on tour with him and DJ IQ back in the day. I'm a artist and a games designer, so typically like that takes up most of my time. I make comic books and
Because you just give us a
yeah
copy
I just
this.
Brought some freebies, some free comics and stuff, so like yeah, that takes up most of my time. But yeah, like SoundCloud, that guy Jen, yeah, I got a lot of music online, YouTube. But yeah, I roll with Eat Good. Shouts to Sonny Jim. Shouts to Cosign. Redbeard, all my peoples. And yeah, like Birmingham give me a lot of love.
It was Redbeard who hit me up actually about you, really. Shout out to the Red.
It's a while since I've heard from Eat Good guys. Like, they need to hit us up. Redbridge. They need to hit us up with What's Good. And so, what have you, you've actually released any music officially yet?
I got an album on iTunes called For Your Mind Only. It's on SoundCloud, that pay for that as well. So, give it a look. I got a single, Dream Girl, that's out as well. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Reality, then?
Oh yeah, I've got an album on Spotify, iTunes. It's called Stay Tuned. Mm-hmm. The first track on it is called Black Guy in Your Neighborhood. It's from real life experience.
Why in Sunderland? Is this the
when I came here? It's null and void.
When you came,
when I came back here, I'm like, this is not gonna work anymore.
Yeah, it must have been like,
you ain't a novelty.
Yeah. But like, if you like what you hear. In this room, I've got my album on USB, so you can take that home.
But the thing is also is that there might be people that can relate to what, you know, they've never been able to talk to other people about it. So, you know, your experience doing this should be interesting for people.
I've got a new video coming out tomorrow on YouTube, so...
Mm. And so what are the links to share for people?
Oh yeah, that's a good,
that was a good reminder.
So all them selling all them drugs out there, man.
You
gotta come back down to this level.
On SoundCloud it's Mr. Reality. It's a hyphen before the T. Mm-hmm. Forget the Y. And then on
hip hop spellings.
Because I'm cool like that. Mm. On Spotify, it's Reality, Stay Tuned. And then, iTunes, the same thing.
Wicked.
Yeah. Hyperbolic, what are the links to share with people?
Main one, g3n.ninja. You can read my comic books online for free. And then Black and White, you can download music. You can check out my game progress. You can check out everything. Just g3n.ninja. That's it.
Dope. Will you dig in, Luke Cage?
Yeah!
Oh, give me a pound on that one. Because did you watch Jessica Jones too?
I rate all of them. Yeah. Except Iron Fist was weak.
What was the Iron Fist thing, man? And even his character, even in Defenders, was like, right, this guy's really going to be this much of a dick all the way.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
No, but I just felt they did Luke Cage dirty, man. Like, that could have been so much flyer, and I was just kind of like, this is like some kiddie shit.
I mean, for what it was, I think they did. It wasn't too militant. It wasn't too like, black, you know.
No, but I just mean the story could have been deeper to, like, really make you believe this.
I'm annoyed they killed Cottonmouth off, man. Oh, spoiler alert. But, like, he was my favourite character.
Sorry, you make me feel bad because I only just finished watching it. All right,
let's get into this open mic before we fuck up anybody else. Spoiler Brigade are up in this bitch, boy.
We also still have the crew representing Mind Over Matter in the studio. Yep. And Fisky's decided not to come through, but he's waving in the green room. Jazz Kahina, Holly Blow Lightly, I'm so sorry. And Poet Curious. Are you guys ready to set it off?
Yeah.
And we have Alien Shades on the beat.
Man like Poet Curious gonna set it off. Alien Shades on the beat. This is the hip hop show with myself, Mice Diggy, Sarah Love.
Alright, and this beat is so smooth.
Open mic time, bitches.
About to get rude. Food bar with the hoo-ha.
Poet
Curious. We never stretch too far. Woo. Let's go. Check it out. I'm not resilient, I'm hard-headed. Not brilliant, I can't edit. I know I flow from the pit of my soul. No, I can't let it be said that I can't dead it. See now, I know what I can't credit. Conundrum, birth out of humdrum. Don't know how I got here, look how I come from. Raised far from the slums of London. Bun until I couldn't function. See, I'm on some come one, come all type business. I'm down for the cause, so just listen this. But what cause really causing disruption? Or affecting a change in the system? Or protecting the children? I'm not sure about how we're building. It seems like every crack they got filled in. And still we can't hold up the building. So it's tribal war in a Babylon. Surviving the fire and we carry on. Boots and a belly on. Dance on the ashes of a fascist. For the cause of the working classes. Tribal war in a Babylon. Surviving fire, we carry on. Boots and a belly on. Dance on the ashes of a fascist. for the working classes.
Yo, I'm 33, two kids and I'm burning you. I'm certainly too sick with the 32. Back in 96, that was a verse, not two. Now a 4 plus 4 makes up half a tune. I can't par though, I dance and I blast it too. I'm old school, but I love what the new can do. You out the loop, only rude for the bap and boom. You in a trap, losing with a stagnant view. They on that trap, rapping, stacking, they moving through. Not the hash crack, that's what the music do. The fat cats used to pimp out and use us all. Now no strings attached, we smashing all the rules. Yeah, that's how we did and we live in the vision. Cause hip hop finish and winning divisions. What? I wish we didn't live in this division. With all the isms and hidden derision, it's repetition how we watching and witnessing killings. And it's a given that unwillingly feeling suspicion. If you ain't livid, your opinion upon the partition. In your indifference, it's implicit, your will to assist them. Listen, this inner pigs in the prison system. It's an affliction to the citizens, brothers and sisters. Still spitting fiction about lizards and hissing. On a disc and it's spinning, the moon wasn't a mission. What is it that I'm missing? Should get back in the kitchen. But the light is diminished, like a cylinder prison. What is sizzling within, might not comes to fruition. Listen, fill ammunition. It's up to them if we kiss.
Yeah, I've been on some Tom Hanks, beats, balls and torn pants. The some say it's like Da Vinci Code when I draw blanks. Sanking and comparing myself to other creatives. But when I focus on the skill, yo, it's all familiar faces. Me, myself and I, be blessed and strive always. Survivor's remorse, cause every day is my born day. And any day could be text about death, lies and adultery. And not every queen gonna take that ish like Beyonce. Girls used to allow me on site. Now I'm Mike Lowry with mics. You out your lane like a Saudi on ice. These flames crafted out of spite, cause I like how they right. I probably planned to be a sniper in a previous life. Yeah, temples in the wild, churches in the high life. Thought stop handing out butts to become a side wife. Now players looking at polygamy in hindsight. Prayers for their picnic, babysitters on Friday nights. Coming from Cody Sykes where the madness won't relax. Killers come for your stash while you nap like it's Golden Axe. Utes hit up a corner shop with a noise. Bust a shot and hop tight like Pistorius. No forgiveness, no chorus, no shadow technique. I flow nauseous. It's eat good, you can starve or support us, yeah.
Hyperbolic,
I'm just trying to keep the rest flames. Brother, what's your light like? Man, I come in my dad's friend's age. Talking about gym gains and mixtapes. Protein shakes and no weight on their kids' plates. When I'm my son, I'm both Beast and Gaston. Hyperbolic called cats and don't get the gram wrong.
Chilling in the garden on a sunny day. Sniff some flowers, find a dandelion to blob away. Anything that could be done, do one another day. I got a date with the sun, a zookie named Smoke Ray. The maker hits me with his jazzy chords. I'll write some bars and lay me down and then expect applause. A devil's advocate then ask me what I'm whining for. But nothing but an naked joker reaching from my grassy floor. In green, green grass, see my big white ass. People pass, people ask as I recharge. Never get far when avoiding all the tasks. Eating up your foie gras, living in a dark fast. So I'll lay, sit, get up in a little bit. Take, piff, as I roll another spliff. Take this, as I sing a minor fifth. You can't make me cause I ain't doing shit. I'm tired of swimming upstream. I was caught in the freeze, now I float with the breeze. Do as I please, like the trees that I breathe. Floating downstream, on a raft named Ease.
I'm feeling cool, really cool, yeah I'm so cool. Getting vocal on your Pro Tools. Man, F your Twitter, I'm anti-social. I already told you, I'm old school, pharmacy contract. 5-figure deal, nice, I'm like Jay-Z. I don't need a mill, if I do get it, I'm selfish and I'ma keep it real. When I die, I'll be like Jada and never leave a will. You say I go ham, that's mad, man. Why ain't you gonna listen to my tracks then? Is it cause I don't rap about you in the Mac-10? Should I start spitting in an American accent? Flip sake, real piss take. Guess I made a mistake thinking I could hit make. How am I supposed to get my big break when my mates won't even listen to my mixtape? Yo, the way they're hating is staggering. Don't care if you're saying he's arrogant. Stop spitting, you should save the embarrassment. I get dark with it, you pale in comparison. And that's sadly pathetic. Sit down if you can't stand me, I get it. Certain man veterans handing me credit. Gas me up so much, I think they're anti-Semitic. The type to post a status while I'm blanking your message. And I'm sick with it, someone grab me a medic. Send me your track, I will gladly finesse it. Too much forum, they should ban me from Reddit. Your flow's dead though, necro. And that's the bottom line, cause I said so. I wanna marry your mother, then tell the best joke. Like, do you want a new father and a step, bro? Yo, I raise hell, damn, speak of the devil. Keep punching above yourself, you'll never be on my level. So of course I'll annoy you and get on your nerves and ish. School bag, come to terms with it.
Ooh, yes. Reality right there, boy. Why? Oh, man.
It's the words we use. Gassing up the place like the
Jews. I'm curious, what are you saying, bro?
I'm saying, way before pin rolls and chippy jeans, we've been on a sticky wicket with these hippie dreams. Prime ministers, they spit like they're 17, taking us back to them good times they never been. We're nitpicking petty ideologies, still saying nothing about the state of our ecology. First class ticket to the shitstorm. Earth burns, we're saying it's just a bit warm for autumn. Signs ignore them. We're breeding with the beast to relieve our boredom. So I build with the street, don't need your fortune. Got my skills on fleek, so I'm speaking to warn them. I'm never looking for a getaway. I strive for a better day in any way. I'm live in the flesh until I'm laid to rest. I bless mics with my heat, will I beat my chest? It's the time of the artist. Part of the puzzle, see I hustle the hardest. You can't follow these tracks that I'm carving with sharp teeth, carving deep marks in the margin. So, I never beg for pardon. Eat words if your logic is starving. Harden my thinking, blinking my tears back. Linking in the streets with my beats and a clear rap. Rap, it's my old school go-to. It feels so cool when I'm rolling out with no crew. Know who's who and who's not. So I wreck shop, get props, can't stop, won't stop. But chop chop, time's running out now. Hip-hop got us primed for the fight now. So how we gonna play the cards we hold? There's no shame in the game, let's take control.
Abide by my hindsight, I ride for the miners. Deep underground, wander round, can't find us. Majors, minus, we're golden diamonds. Minus, the blood can't heed that violence. They wanna take land and erase us. Colonize minds, arse fanning, c'est vrai ça. Lay back and let that happen, jamais ça. Fight for your freedom, peace won't save us. Relax, rest on your backs. Axe for the cash, ain't no slack for the tax. Facts, creep up between them facts. When we lay it down on the track, boom to the bap, let me loose on the track. Act ruthless, I got my toolkit. Brains for the bars and the beat for the heart. When I start, I'm in class and I'm schooling the new kids. I'm that undercover, tick box mixed other. Is she this, is she that, and she's what colour? Born Jamila, the Berber Queen Kahina is who I took my name from to represent my people. Sight me, 5'3 in some tight jeans. Hair slit back, head high, spike free. I'm really idiots living life in the intimate chrysalis, middle of a syllabus. So I'ma finish it, feeling it. If I just had the time at it, we can't be beat on a beat. I'm a bad habit. It's a marriage when my hand takes a pen, damn it. So take damage like a laid up train carriage. Attract static when I'm at it, cause I will smash it. On my jacks, don't scratch backs, kiss batty. The one time front line, mosh spit, spot rocking, spit tight, spit hot, hip hop, boffin.
Just get you know right there. Hey.
Alien son of a poet, my mum's brought me in on this. Contents ahead of them. Sick of third world hospitals, obstacles, I put my pen in them. I'm just trying to get to that level where the bezel is. Just trying to blow fingers to and fro. I get fed up when I see failed MCs that slipped off the pendulum. Stuck in a constant writer's block. 45 waiting for their final shot. When you got more bills than bars, is it time to stop? Lyrical Moses. Haters imply I should be denied the title. Clash fake gods, DEs and half-built idols. A war rhyme like they idols. My life's a chapter in hip-hop, you're just a typo. I spit a final blow, Zanku with Duke and flow. That'll shatter egos. I get wild like Steve-O. Put my being on the line to define what's really ahead of time to these people.
Chilling at the pub, about to be on my ones. I hadn't planned out all my birthday and was lacking in funds. Twiddling farms, looking for every dumb jump to jump. He asked me for a paper off of Parley Latung. He was a gift from the god. When I needed some love, he said he came from out of town and he was here for a job. Looks hot, bounced top, just my lucky white shots. As I got into his van, he said, you do this a lot. I told him that it was my birthday. I was 30, feeling thirsty. Skipped the drinks up on it in the worst way. Said he needed rocket fuel. I said, you won't be hard at all. He drank so many pints that I was right. And now he looking for you madder than me. Or me as loco as two. If we could get past all the bullshit, there's some shit we could do. I went to sup on my drink, he spilled my wine down my top. I threw the rest on your shirt, he said you like it a lot. We peeled off all our clothes, it was so good that he proposed. He told me I'm the best he's ever had. I said shut up, and yes I know, if only you weren't so crazy. Put all that shit up your nose, if only it wasn't so lazy. And now I've acted like a hoe, so he's flirting with barmaids. Can't remember my name, I just trained in MMA and I don't take this lightly. So just before you get the boot, put one in the back. How could something that was so good one day next week be so whack? We played a game of consequence, the outcome was his money spent. I showed him the room that I friend, and on his face I did repent. My Nikes might have kicked a dent up in his motor. Yeah, I'm a crazy bitch, I'm pretty sure I told you it's the end of our love story. Basically, you bore me, you're frigid and you're corny, and I can't be asked to wait for morning glory. Well, to the next time that I'm horny, and I mean, I'll probably send you a text.
Hey man, big up Alien Shades, he's locked in, man. You lot feeling this beat?
Yeah, boy,
Alien Shades got in.
Yo,
reality.
I just wrote these, if I forget, sorry.
That's a disclaimer.
Yo.
You know what I mean? The hip hop show.
Pharmacist disclaimer.
Yo. I bet they thought they left me to rot. Forget the top, man, I'm coming for the heavenly spot. You can bring Praz, Wyclef and Lauryn Hill. Still won't give a what if you're ready or not. Cause of this face, my main MO is to have ladies place me in the friend zone. Hi, would you like to be with the guy who can't drive and rides a bike to get home? Well, you better go run and tell
Riding a bike is environmentally friendly.
Yeah, the opposite of John Cena, I'm hoping you see me. Like I cloned Eric, right, it's too easy. I got soul, just killed the show. Can't believe it's not butter, cause I've been on the road. And I know a lot of brothers wish me bad on the low, but it'll never work like a chav on the dole.
You got a reality right there.
Cause see I'm real London flavour like a halal chicken. Never brush my teeth and I keep the raps kicking. And I'm sticking my oar in. Cause too many MCs, they're causing snoring, it's boring. But we're all in together. Real street people, whatever the weather. They clown around, but I'm never my brother. I'm tight under pressure, well they light as a feather. What? I'm way but on measure. The old school rule, I still digging for treasure. I'm gigging, grinding and defining your leisure. I'm a MC with lines more complex than Escher. So let's keep it moving. We improving when we loop the grooves in. Swooping on a week if they dare to speak. Cause we're peaking like snares on your cheaper beats.
Let's get to flaming. I'm burning up your current playlist. Let's get to aiming. I'm coming for you fickle fakers. Let's get to haters. Carry on, I'm like a sadist. Cause I'll for greatness when you flake. It's like if Tez painted, it gets a payment. I ain't a fiend, but now or later, the queen will bless me. Her face on red and purple paper. Can't take me straight, nah, you better take me with the chaser. Pace yourself to underestimate, my proof is major. Let's get to phrases, real talk, but rhymes get faker. I'm like a Trojan horse, I'll infiltrate and blow the game up. Leaving craters on a landscape of bogus heroes. Let's get to fertilize and spread the scene, bro. I'm into rhyming, wordplay or double timing. Defining lines between the mediocre and the finest. I'm into shining, define myself by how I'm writing, inciting minors to pick up a mic and stop the violence.
Ears greet my 16s like fresh knowledge. The best conscience, yet sleep on hood nonsense. With hood prospects, bicker over frivolous subjects. Who's gonna make up, who's gonna make its profit? Who got used to it, who's gonna see it topless? I'm shedding light on Cody Sacks that are not lit. I think of myself too complex for a ratchet. Too much an individual to wanna bang the crow. Not Drake, but I venture with an uncharted soul. A weak heart that can't resist what I can't afford. I know with the Lord I don't need no other arsenal. So it's just Henri swag over beats and chords. Why gallop for potential baby fathers in boroughs like Luca Lager and Dirty Ganja? Step into fight their own ambitions like it's cancer. They say even a lyric it's a prayer for the Mars.
I part the season flat and forest with all the force of Taurus. Cause you can lead like Moses stick or fall into the corpus. Telling us how to live in the world in the 15th verse. It's hating democracy which came first. Attracted to power, it's definitely worse. Concrete plant pots on the block, it's hydroponic. Harmony on the streets brings us together, symphonic. Where's the floor for shop? I got some green to crop. Chew what they say about the orange clock. Then unclamp your eyes, but it never stopped. What's cooking in the kitchen? But neoliberalism washed down with a cup of consumerism. I know a guy with a severe case of individualism. Now he's paying a mortgage he can't afford and he's stuck in a system. Truth staring him in the ears, but they don't want to listen. Widen my perception when tripping, answering questions. I then forget them. I have guardians on this earth and I feel and protect them. My Stiggy is there in love. The lesson is still in session.
Yo, big up, guys, man. Shouts to Alien Shades on the beat. One love, Jazz Kahina, Reality, Hyperbolic, Poet Curious. Yeah, that man. Was a fucking... Hey, that's what I'm talking about. When it comes to open mic, the different styles clashing, coming together, do you know what I mean? This is what it's about. MCs, if you want to get on here, hiphop@foobarradio.com, as well as you beat makers.
Yes. DJ Sarah Love. And make sure you check out our open mic sessions download. Hit up foobarradio.com/shows/hiphop. Make sure you make it down to the Mind Over Matter event. That's the 22nd of October. And that's going to be super fresh. And make sure you join us next week, every Monday. It's all about hip hop right here on Foobar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mike Stiggy.
And up next on Foobar is Michael Payne and Reese Sanders are going to be taking care of you. Thank you so much, all of you, for coming through and representing. That was a whole lot of love and a whole lot of fun. Boy. And you guys take care of yourselves and each other, as always. And take this message home with you. Spread it. Spread it. Spread it for I'm Fisky. Thank you, Fisky, as well, for being here, too.
Of course.
And thank you to you guys for listening to the show. The show's all about you. Peace.
Unity. Brother, sister, there's got to be unity. Yeah. Unity. Unity's what's missing in our lives. Can't you see? We need love. A little word of confidence every now and then.